إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. فما زال الحديث مستمرا إخوة الإيمان والإسلام من كتاب الله وسنة رسوله محمد خير الأنام عليه وعلى آله أفضل الصلاة وأتم السلام. ما زال الحديث مستمرا عن الأخوة، الأخوة بمعناها القرآني، الأخوة بمعناها النبوي، الأخوة بمظهرها المدني في المجتمع الأول للمسلمين، أخوة في الله، أخوة على منهج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, still we are with the subject of أخوة, brotherhood in Islam, from Quran, the book of Allah, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the practical example of the first Muslim society established by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Because this is, and this would be only the real and the ideal example of brotherhood, of unity of the Muslims, if we're really looking for the unity. Before that, we have to know, it is very, very important to believe in the word of Tawheed before the Tawheed of the word. كلمة التوحيد قبل توحيد الكلمة. كل الناس يتغنى بالوحدة بالاتحاد بالقوة، ولكن الكل ينسى أن المبدأ الأساسي هو توحيد الله عز وجل في الأرض. Everybody say that we're supposed to be united. We're supposed to be brothers and sisters. We're supposed to love each other for the sake of Allah. But do we, in doing so, we forget that the principle and the basis and the foundation on which we establish such unity supposed to be declaring and glorifying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship. We cannot be united when somebody is associating somebody or something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this unity will work? How this unity will work in the society of Muslims who want to serve Allah, and they differ in the concept of believing in Allah himself? This cannot work. So we have first to establish the tawheed of Allah in the way of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu and his companions. Then we will automatically be united. That is the basis, and that is the basic thing I want to mention before. Today, inshallah, following the khutbah and the verse of last week, we get some practical examples from the life of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they manifested and presented to us the real idealistic picture of being brothers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we may learn from that. اليوم إن شاء الله نكون مع المثال العملي الواقعي في تاريخنا المشرف المنير الصافي المنبع والمنهل والمعين مع صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لنعرف كم بعدنا عنهم وما الفرق بيننا وبينهم وكيف نقتفي أثرهم إن شاء الله ونلحق بهم على الحوض لنشرب من يد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شربة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا اللهم آمين. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before they go to Medina, it was hard to establish the brotherhood or the ukhuwah in such a society where persecution and punishment was the reward for anyone who declared that Allah is one and that Muhammad is his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was very hard to show the beautiful meaning that was shown there when they went to Medina, to the peaceful society that based on Islam and Iman and Tawheed in Allah. Practically, كان من الصعب إظهار مظهر الأخوة بالمظهر المشرف والمعنى المبين الذي ظهر به في مجتمع المدينة. كان هذا من الصعب في مكة. And this is truly understood from all the narrations and all the hadith and all the stories mentioned in the seerah, in the books of the Sahih Hadith and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the hadith narrated in the Sahih, the authentic, Allahu a'lam, in the Bukhari and Muslim, in the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu wa rahmah. قال في هذا الحديث يعني أن بينما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي في مرة كلكم تعرفون القصة بينما يصلي في مرة إذ تآمر القوم من يضع ثلج الجذور يعني معدة الجذور الذي ذبح الجمل أو البعير الذي ذبح ويضعوه على كتف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورأسه حين يسجد يقول عبد الله بن مسعود بعث أشقى القوم زي مثل من بعث أشقى القوم في قوم صالح وعقر الناقة انبعث أشقى القوم وهو عقبة بن أبي معاذ أو أبي جهل أحدهما يعني ذهب ووضع ثلج الجذور على رأس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ينصره ولم يقدر أحد من أصحابه وأتباعه يومئذ أن يذهب ويصد الأذى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud telling us how they believed in Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم yet. But they were not able to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was like one time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making sujood, sajda, praying to Allah, Ka'bah, Masjid al-Haram. And the kuffar was laughing on who were laughing on him. And they said, who will go and put the guts of this dead animal on the head and the shoulders of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he made sujood? And they were laughing at that. And they did so, one of them did so. No one could take it away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Fatima radiallahu anha al-kamila bint al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa bint Khadijah radiallahu anha al-kamila ayyadun. She came, Fatima, and she took it off and she claimed it while she is crying from her father. Ayyadun, في الحديث الذي رواه ابن ماجه بسند حسن من حديث عبد الله بن مسعود ايضا يقول أول من أسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم أول من أسلم وجهه لله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الرسالة الجديدة رسالة الإسلام الخاتمة ومنعه عمه أبو طالب يعني نصره لم يقدر أن يصل إليه أحد ثم أبو بكر ومنعه قومه أبو بكر قومه قوم يعني من قريش منعوه لا يقدر أحد كان عندهم العصبية جاهلية ولكن كانت عندهم العصبية لا يقدر أحد أن يصل إليه ولكن باقي المسلمين يقول يعني عبد الله بن مسعود مثل بلال وخباب بن الأرج وسمية وزوجها وياسر يعني وعمار فألبسهم الكفار الضراع حديث. أما بلال ففي سبيل الله هانت عليه نفسه، وكان الغلمان يجرونه وهو يقول أحد أحد إلى آخر الحديث. مولى الحسين دس at the time when we accepted Islam, first one of course the one who received the mask, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسلم وجهه لله. He submitted to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and delivered his message, accepted to deliver his message. And his uncle Abu Talib was a kind of protection for him. So they had that tribal attachment and tribal ties that even the belief of one of their members is wrong or is against the belief, but no other tribe can jump on him. So his uncle was a protection for him, was the leader of tribes, Abu Talib. Then he said Abu Bakr accepted Islam and also his tribe protected him. His tribe can punish him, alright, but no one else can do that. That's why everyone was punished for his tribe, not by anyone else. And then he said, but after that all the weak people and people who were slaves at that time, like Bilal, Khabbab ibn al-Arad, Ammar ibn Yasir, Abu and his father Yasir and his mother Sumayya, Abu al-Shahid of Islam, first one who died as a murderer by the spirit of Abu Jahl alayhi la'anatullah. So he said all those were dressed in iron. The Kuffar dressed them in iron to punish them, to tighten it on them with fire they used to punish them. And the Bilal ibn Rabah, he said he did not care about himself fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah. So at that time the kids used to drag him and they put big huge rocks on his stomach and his chest and he said nothing but ahadun ahad. Allah is one, Allah is one. And when he was asked later on why you say that word, he said, I used to say many words. That word was the hardest on them. That's why I choose to say it. That's the only thing he can do. So we understand from such community that aqidah was being built. Strong one. That's why when they went to Medina, they realized that they don't need anyone but Allah. So if there is a brother who will offer his brotherhood, they will not exploit it, they will not use it, but they will not for the sake of Allah only, because they know that they don't need anyone besides Allah and His Rasul. That was very important. That's why Muhajirin come first, before Ansar. Ansar took it to ease. Muhajirin took it the hard way. That's why Muhajirin is the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. Three steps. Muhajirin, migrants from Mecca to Medina after all this punishment. Ansar, who accepted and prepared the society for reception of Rasulullah and the Muhajirin. Number two. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا after فَتْحَ مَكَّةَ. After the opening and the conquest of Mecca, no hijra. Because Mecca is open, finished. So there is no doubt for all entire Islam. So all everybody went to Medina, Medina taba'uhum bi ihsan. Third step. And we come on the tail of the list, of course. So at least we have to do something looking up to those people. Otherwise we will be lost from the list. Which most of the Muslims are lost right now. Because they don't realize the concept of following the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. عندما غفل المسلمون عن كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتبعوا كل مذهب وضقت بهم السبل وغور وضلوا. هدانا الله والجميع إن شاء الله. So after رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Medina, see the picture. In Mecca they were not able, سبحان الله, to do anything. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari رضي الله عنه وارضاه, when he accepted Islam, he was hiding. And no one of the Sahaba could go to him and say, you won't accept Islam, come on, I will help you, my brother. No one could say that. Because they know, hey, what you said, you will be beaten up. So they were hiding. They were spreading the message, hiding. But they never saw. But when they went to Medina, look to the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say about them in Quran, in the Surah Al-Hashr. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ عَنِ الْأَنْصَارِ تبوء الدار المدينة والإيمان قبل الإيمان واتبع رسالة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يحبون من هاجر إليهم من قبل أن يروهم. انظر من قبل، تأمل من قبل أن يروهم، وآمنوا بالرسول من قبل أن يروهم، قبل أن يروهم، ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. الرجل يريد أن يقسم كل شيء مع أخيه المهاجرين، والمهاجرين يأبى ويرفض ويقول له بارك الله لك في مالك وزوجك وأهلك، دلنا على السوق، لن يستغل الموقف. ففيكم المدينة، الله سبحانه وتعالى أرد أنصار، and the people before them means the مهاجرين، before the مهاجرين، those who accepted the state of Islam in Medina and they accepted believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul before they see him. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sent his messenger before to establish Islam in Medina. All the Medina was Muslims before Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. They did not know who is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but they accepted his teaching. That was their sin. Muhajirin was punished and they took the hard way, and that was their sin. And the Ansar, they accepted it without seeing. That's why the belief was there before even Rasulullah moved to Medina. Before the wahi of Allah coming to Medina. They accepted, and that was their point of faith. And that resulted in what? They loved whoever coming to them. Before they come, they prepared. What I'm going to give to my brother. And they fight. So Rasulullah still wants the Muslims to stand up, to make him brother with someone. Everybody fights. Everybody wants him. Third. That's how they were. That's how they were. They were ready before. Not when you see your brother in need, you try to run away so he cannot see you. So he asks you help. It's not like that. Because it is for the sake of Allah. You know that Allah is the one who rewards you, not the brother you are going to help or anyone else. Allah is the one who rewards you. Don't worry. Do it for Allah. Even that brother you have to grudge between you and him or something like that. Do it for the sake of Allah. That is the best. Allah will accept you. You get ihsan to even the ones who hurt you and the ones who have grudge against you. That's the best to do. يحبون من هاجر إليهم. They love you and come to them. ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة. سبحان الله. Sometimes you submit to the will of Allah and His Rasul, but there is something in your heart. That evil was not there. حتى الأمور التي في الصدور لم تكن هنا. لم يكن هذا الإحساس بالغيرة أو الحقد أو الحسد أو يعني أنا أطعت الله وأطعت رسوله ولكن لا أريد أن أتنازل عن مالي. لم يكن هذا. ولا يجدون في صدوره حاجة مما أوتوا. They don't even find the feelings of jealousy from their brothers when they come and take their share their fortune and their wealth. They did not even have that feeling in their heart. It was easy to get, no problem. And the Muhajirin said, Jazakallah khair, keep you everything. Just tell me where is the marketplace, I want to go work. Jazakallah khair. That is how brother will his brother. Subhanallah. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu arda, one time, as narrated in Marwan, and Abu Dharr شتم أو سب بلال. He insulted بلال one time. What time is like this? So بلال came and complained to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فرفع أن سيدي أبا ذر إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية. You are a person who still has some remains of جاهلية on you. Allah created all of us equal. بلال black, you are white, doesn't matter. This is not what I'm sent for. So he kept blaming Abu Dharr and Abu Dharr saying, I wish that I was not even created in this life. And he put his face on the ground and he said, I'm not gonna come up until the tip was just put on my face. That's how I'm gonna be content. And then he forgave his brother and both of them hug each other. And then the brotherhood. Huzayf ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu arda in the battle of Uhud. When the Muslims, when all this confusion happened, لما حدث كل ذلك الهرج وقتل المسلمون أبا حذيفة خطأ. They killed the father of Hudaytha, of Hudaytha bin Yaman, by mistake. They killed him. They didn't know that he is Muslim. He covered his face, and he was an old man, hard to move. So he is coming from the other side, and when the problem happens, Muslims running everywhere, they thought he is a captain, so they killed him. And he was telling him, Adi, Alhamdulillah, my father, nobody listened to him, because the battle field, no one hearing anyone. And after they find, they don't know. So Rasulullah said, we give you the diyah. We give you the blood money for your father, because this is a mistake. So all of us were to share. After we talk, we give a sadaqah to all the poor Muslims. And he told the people who killed his father, Yarhamkumullah, may Allah have mercy on you. That is the manifestation of brotherhood. Because who now, even your best friend, who will hurt your father or your brother or your mother or anyone of your relatives by mistake, and you will have at least the same feeling like before that happened. It is hard. Hard. Because we don't love each other for the sake of Allah. لَأَنَّنَا نُحِبُّ بَعْضَنَا الْبَعْضِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَجْلِ اللَّهِ لَا نُحِبُّ. Don't tell me. Your fate will be decided when the problems happen, not when the matter is there. We are إخوة, كلنا إخوة, في وقت الرخاء, هذا سهل. في وقت الشدة, تظهر الأخوة. تظهر الأخوة. الأخ is more than, listen to this, الأخ, the brother, أقرب وأهم وأثمن من الولد. He is more precious to the Muslim subject than his son. My brother is closer to me than my son. I can have one son, two sons, three sons, daughters, but one brother, his name, finish. I cannot replace that brother. And look to the Quran. وانظر إلى كتاب الله عز وجل عندما يقول الله عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى في هول يوم القيامة يوم يفر المرء ممن؟ من أخيه. من أخيه. لهول الموقف الأخ هو أقرب. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه. وعندما ذكر الفداء لم يذكر الأخ أولا. ذكره في الآخر. يود المجرم يبصرونه. يود المجرم لو يستدي من عذاب يومئذ لم يقل بأخيه قال ببنيه. يبتدي يومئذ بني وصاحبتي وأخيه في الآخر. حتى المجرم لا يبتدي بأخيه أولا. Even the criminal, Allah said, in the day of judgment, he wished to sacrifice people, groups of people, but he put his brother at the end of the list. Sacrifice his children first, his spouse second, then his brother last. Because a brother is hard to give up. Easy for children. SubhanAllah! Now the question is reversed. The thing is reversed now. Opposite. Everybody say, I want to love for my children, this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not careful about this. وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليه فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا. لم يقل اطف لهم مالا ولا هذا ولا ذاك. انما في الاخوة ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة من الموت ويؤثرون على انفسهم. Allah, when you talk about children, you are afraid to leave with children after you. Did not say you need them inheritance, prepare them on yourself. Did not say that. He said, say the word of truth, Allah will take care of them after you die. But for the brother, he said, share. Share with your brother before you die. That is what Allah teaches, not me. It's Allah teaching. فهل من مدكر? Is there anyone who understands this? In the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in Abu Bakr radiallahu alayhi wa arda, the sahih, he cursed one of his servants. He cursed him. And he went to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the beauty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَصُدِّقُونَ وَلَعَانُونَ أَصُدِّقُونَ وَلَعَانُونَ أَصُدِّقُونَ وَلَعَانُونَ. No! The people in one of the battles, 10 people, wounded, casualty so forth. They are sitting there and one of them said, I want a drink. The person taking the drink. So he hears the brother beside him saying, I want a drink. He said, give it to my brother. Even he won't die. Maybe that people for him is the last thing he'll do for a guy. But he prepares, and each one prepares until the last one, when the person reached to him, he found him dead. When he goes to the ninth bed, eighth bed, seventh bed, until the tenth, they all die. Die for what? For the love of their own brother, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are we now? I can kill my brother for my sake now. Not make my brother live for the sake of Allah. No. Sahaba of Rasulullah, they compete with each other for khayr. بأندرستاندوا في ذلك في لتنافسكم تنافسكم شارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم بأندرستاند all these words of competition in the life in the dunya. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وارضاه said I want to compete with Abu Bakr in everything but all of he did for me. سبحان الله رب العالمين. That is the manifestation of the teachings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and the teachings of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah give us more ability to understand and to learn from our deen. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي. الحمد لله كما أمر والصلاة والسلام على نبي محمد سيد البشر. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, there is one beautiful hadith narrated in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. This hadith is very, very beautiful. And it's a long hadith. But I'll just give some of the quotes in there regarding this brother, subhanAllah. So now we explain the hadith tonight, inshaAllah, Rabbul Alameen, Allah just give us life. Well, we are giving the rights of the brother to on their Muslim, fellow Muslim brothers and sisters of the community. Allah ibn Abbas asked Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه certain questions. Then the story goes long, but one part of it. One part of it. Umar ibn Khattab saying, I had a neighbor, Ansari brother, from Ansari, from Al-Madinah. And we used to alternate, because we were far from the Masjid of Rasulullah, going to Rasulullah to learn, and each one come and teach his brother what he learned today. Subhanallah. See, he takes care of himself and of his brother's family, until his brother, Sahabi, goes, learn from Rasulullah, come and teach him. Then next day they will alternate. The khuwa. They care about education. They don't want it. I go there one day, you go there one day. That's the first lesson. Second lesson. When all the Sahaba saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wife when they made some plan against him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deserted them for one whole month. So all the Sahaba were thinking that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wife and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mad. Someone in this world made Rasulullah angry, so the Sahaba were sitting in the masjid doing nothing but crying. Not crying for the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were crying that Rasulullah is angry and mad and he deserted the people. He's sitting on the side, something hurting him. And now the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is deserted and sometimes people step on it with their feet and we don't care. That's the same. Following the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the second lesson. Third lesson, Rasulullah Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu comparing their life in Mecca with the life of Ansar, and he is criticizing Ansar for some ease in their family affairs than the strict part they were using in Mecca, but still he said, Ikhwan al-Ansar, our brother from Ansar. He is not here to look what Ansar did, he's never said that. Ikhwan, our brother, ya Rasulullah. We learn this al-adab al-aali, al-adab al-rafi' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn this high etiquette, high behavior, moral conduct. If you want to learn, you learn it from Islam. Not anyone else will teach you. Anyone else will teach you for some benefit or for some worldly gain. But Islam will teach you, because this is the teaching of Allah. This is the teaching of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. حلال الله وإياكم إلى ما يحبه ويرضاه. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اقينا الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اقينا الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اقينا الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا هزلنا وجهلنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته إنه لا يفلح الظالمون ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا أين شركاؤكم الذين كنتم تزعمون ثم لم تكن فتنتهم إلا أن قالوا والله ربنا ما كنا مشركين انظر كيف كذبوا على أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون ومنهم من يستمع إليك وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوا وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها حتى إذا جاءوك يجادلوك يقول الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين وهم ينهون عنه وينأون عنه وإن يملكون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
الله أكبر سمع الله من حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.